on Radio Krishna 101. Now, let's say that when you take initiation, as they call it, then this is a second birth. And of course, it's not just about a ritual or so, but it means really that you wake up to your real life, at least start to wake up. So that is, of course, like taking birth in a higher sense, new life, new level. Then I remember when we came there, stumbling into the temples, learning how to do the bhakti yoga, and then getting initiated, and yeah, now I'm born again, and my former life, the one I had before I got this initiation ceremony, doesn't exist anymore. That person doesn't exist anymore. Whew, that's nice. I'm now new, another person. And I won't even answer to that old name, the karma name, anymore. And of course, that might be convenient, or seem so, because, I mean, what we did before, the drugs and the sex and the meat eating and the this and the that and the evil, or, well, nasty, selfish, whatever life we lived, it's all gone now. That person doesn't exist anymore. But that can be a little bit like what people do suppressing psychologically past events, memories and traumas and feelings and memories. Yep, put them down in the basement, pretend they don't exist, and yep, that was it. But then, you know, generally, or I don't know, but some people realize that, well, there's still something down there, and if it's painful or disturbing enough, you go to a therapist, and that's what I can recommend. Deep psychology therapist is what I recommend. Very deep, existentially deep psychology, spirituality therapist is what I really recommend. But, you know, to deal with all that down there, clean up in the basement, open up the windows, let some air and light in, and yeah, life is good. It was just all memories. But I'd say and I prefer to see it not like some other forgotten life, but yes, there I was, I did that and I did that and oops, stupid thing there, good thing there, and it all led me to where I am now. So thanks for the experience, and I guess God led me all the way. In other words, we don't have to pretend that parts of our life or of ourselves don't exist. But we have changed. And in this way, I guess it's more holistic. We can see ourselves in full. The lower and the higher parts of us, and here we are now, by good fortune and by the mercy of God and God's servant, we have reached a higher, better, more real level of our own being. I should be happy for that. So I would say there is no need for denial or such things, but we should forgive ourselves and take it from here, continue a good life. Hare Krishna.